there's quite a few items that we do here at MISHTA. One of them is we have a enormous foreclosure prevention counseling network across the state. And these counselors will assist families through negotiation with their lenders on loan modifications, and they'll also work with them on rebudgeting and financial management. You know, there may be some adjustments in their budget that can be done to help eliminate some of that stress for that family. The second item that we do, and this is probably one of the biggest ones right now, is we have a new program called Help for the Hardest Hit. It's a federally funded assistance program for homeowners that are struggling to make their mortgage payments. And we focused the program on families and individuals that are either unemployed or are underemployed. So we will provide them, if they're unemployed, assistance monthly for up to 12 months. And if they had a difficult time period, they're back on track, we also have a program that will help them catch their mortgage payments up.
How are the numbers in general? I mean, how is it looking in the state? Are foreclosures still continuing to increase? Are they on their way down? What are the trends right now?
We're still seeing some trends, negative trends, where families are still struggling with maintaining their housing. A lot of it has to do with unemployment and underemployment, like I, just mentioned. Some individuals have gone back to work, but their new positions are at a different pay structure than when they originally bought the house. So we're trying to help that family right-size themselves through their lender to create some sustainability for them to continue to be a homeowner.
I think that there's a lot of times when we talk about foreclosure, there's a couple of things. One factor is that, people think that it is something along the lines of they bought homes that they could not afford, and that's not always the case. And unfortunately, this can also lead to some, social embarrassment, I guess you could say, or something along the lines of people would be embarrassed to say that their home was foreclosed on, but really you're there to let folks know that there's more to it than maybe a home you couldn't afford and that you can help out in many ways, correct?
That is absolutely correct. The big thing that we're trying to get across, the message is, you are not alone. There are thousands of homeowners across the state that are in the same situation. And what they really need to do is reach out, ask for help. Call their mortgage lender, fully disclose what's happening in your household that's causing the problem, and then between the homeowner, the mortgage servicer, and our office, we can hopefully come up with a solution to help that family.
You're probably saying, and don't wait too long to do that either, is that don't let it get too far, that if you sense it's coming, to take action immediately.
That's right. The homeowners, what we're seeing right now is homeowners will start to have difficulty. Every month they get a little bit farther behind. The first month they may be 15 days late on their payment. The next month they may be 20 days late. If they get beyond that 30 days, then your options start to decrease. You're better off, reaching out, asking for help right out of the gate. If they wait until they're 90 days late, their options become a little bit more limited on what the servicer can do. And also, with the homeowner being so far delinquent, how are they going to come up with that deficiency balance?
We're speaking with Mary Townley. She is MISHTA's homeownership division, the director of that. And Mary, where can folks turn? Where can they find out more? You have several programs lined up. What are maybe websites, phone numbers that folks can check out to get this ball rolling to keep things on track?
Yeah, we actually have an online application process. Homeowners can reach it through stepforwardmichigan.org. Or if they don't have a computer or would like some personal one-on-one assistance through that process, we have an 800 number, and that's 866-946-7432.
I guess to wrap up with you today, in terms of the issue of home foreclosures, What is the message that you want to leave with people? What is the most important thing that they need to remember if this is on their horizon?
Ask for help. Reach out. Don't ignore it. There are many opportunities out there for assistance. One of the more important messages is, you know, go to a reputable organization for help, and these services are free of charge to you. If you are being assessed a charge to have a counselor work with you, you know, don't go that route. Go to a respectable organization in your community.
Again, if people want to find out more from MSHDA, what are the best ways to get a hold of you?
StepForwardMichigan.org or call our 800 number at 866-946-7432.